Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. Am I speaking with Zachary?
Yes, Mr. Jose.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm sorry. I wanted to let you know that, something is happening. And the agency has decided to stop with the caregiver that you have right now. I see is Dominic Benson. They have decided to stop with her immediately. I mean, she's been terminated. So that's why I'm going to ask you in this case. I'm sorry?
Why did you tell me?
What happens is that we received a report about Medicaid fraud, and the caregiver was making a clocking and clock out with you at the same time that the caregiver was making it with another patient, and that is not allowed. That is considered a fraud.
Wait a minute. Let me understand that again. What's been going on?
In this case, we received a report that the caregiver was making clock in and clock out with you at the same time that he was also working with another patient, and that is not allowed.
What other patients he's working with that I don't know about?
No, in that case, I don't have that information.
Well, where do you get this information from?
It was from upper management. I was notified by upper management that in this case the caregiver was terminated.
Okay, so what am I to do now?
That's what I was going to say. In that case, we need to know if you are okay with us finding a caregiver for you, or if there's anyone that you can recommend, so we can hire that person immediately. Just let us know.
Okay. So she's been taking care of somebody else?
Correct. I mean, basically, we have the clocking that the caregiver makes with you. That's fine. But we also detect some clockings with another patient at the same schedule as yours. And basically, it's like she's been taking care of two people at the same time, and that is not allowed by Medicaid.
This is new to me, but this is not on my behalf. Is that correct?
No, I mean it's from the caregiver. That's why we are asking you if you are willing to to recommend someone else, or if you prefer that we send you another caregiver that is available at the agency.
I'd rather recommend someone. The reason why, because you see, they stay in, and I don't want anybody just staying in my house. You understand?
So
Dominique is clocking somewhere else besides here. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, at the same time.
How is that? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's why we have been trying to get the caregiver, but it hasn't been possible. Is the caregiver with you right now?
No. I can give you the number. You can call her.
No, we have the number. But I mean, you can provide it again. Let me tell you which one we have right now. Okay, we have 267. We have 267-606-7539.
No. That's not the number. That number's been changed. They never update the number. Give me 1 second. Let me get the other number out the book, and I'll call you right back. That number is no longer. I'm going to give you the right number, okay?
Absolutely.
So once again, this is nothing on my behalf. Is that correct?
No. That's why I said. Your services will not be interrupted. You just need to mention if you have someone else to recommend. That's it. Your services can continue, but not with that caregiver. Okay.
Not with that caregiver. Let me get that number for you. I'm going to call you right back. Don't move, okay?
Absolutely. All right? No problem. I will wait.
They just laid me down. Not even 30 minutes. I was trying to get to the phone, but, I hung up. I left the phone in the other room. So, okay, I'm going to call you right back in a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
I'm going to call you. Okay, Mr. Jose?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Absolutely. I will wait. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.